So when they had passed beyond it, Moses said to his boy, "Bring us our morning meal. We have certainly suffered in this, our journey, much fatigue." He said, "Did you see when we retired to the rock? Indeed, I forgot there the fish, and none made me forget it except Satan, that I should mention it. And it took its course into the sea amazingly." Moses said, "That is what we were seeking." So they returned, following their footprints. And they found a servant from among our servants, to whom we had given mercy from us and had taught him from us a certain knowledge. Moses said to him, "May I follow you on the condition that you teach me from what you have been taught of sound judgment?" He said, "Indeed, with me you will never be able to have patience. And how can you have patience for what you do not encompass in knowledge?" Moses said, "You will find me, if Allah wills, patient, and I will not disobey you in any order." He said, "Then if you follow me, do not ask me about anything until I make to you about it mention." So they set out, until when they had embarked on the ship, Al-Khidr tore it open. Moses said, "Have you torn it open to drown its people? You have certainly done a grave thing." Al-Khidr said, "Did I not say that with me you would never be able to have patience?" Moses said, "Do not blame me for what I forgot, and do not cover me in my matter with difficulty." So they set out, until when they met a boy, Al-Khidr killed him. Moses said, "Have you killed a pure soul for other than having killed a soul? You have certainly done a deplorable thing."